Okay, welcome. It's our pre-show here for the eighth day. You know what we missed was Cinco de Mayo. How the fuck did we miss Cinco de Mayo? Ted Bell didn't miss Cinco. Ted Bell did miss Cinco de Mayo, didn't he? I think he missed it, and I think he wanted to dress up as Zorro. That was it. And they just said, fuck that, and they hid the Zorro costume. He wanted to do something unique for Cinco de Mayo. Now, Cinco de Mayo, as you know, is the, you may not know this, but it was the Mexican forces defeating the French in a decisive, maybe not such a decisive battle, but a significant battle at the very beginning of the French occupation of, the beginning stage of the French occupation of Mexico. Though they eventually did take over the reins of government in Mexico. Maximilian was proclaimed the Emperor of Mexico. Some of the stuff you guys may not know. And the Emperor was finally overthrown by these same Mexican forces led by Juarez. You know the name Juarez. He went on to become the President of Mexico. And at the end of this occupation, Carlotta, who was the Empress, was exiled away from Mexico back to Europe. Maximilian was executed along with some of his ministers. And why? Why do they do that? Some people consider that cruel, but France had no business invading or occupying Mexico and turning it into some colony because they felt like everybody else had an empire. Why don't we have an empire? We'll just go take Mexico. They did it during the American Civil War, so the Americans could not do anything about it. We were engaged in our own goddamn war with ourselves, as fucking usual. And so it went until in the midst of our Civil War, the Mexicans took care of business themselves. I think it was after the end of our war. Some veterans of the Civil War, American soldiers, perhaps they were mercenary, I don't know, but they did go and fight on the side of the rebels, and Maximilian was executed. Why? Because, as the message was sent, it'll never happen again. That was to ensure that this will never happen again. And this happens time and time again in history when a despot or someone that has usurped power or someone that has taken power and they execute them, the message is sent very loud and clear. This is the end of the line for this shit. You do it again, this is what happens. We're not going to put you on trial. We're not going to do, you're dead. Now, it's not always done that way, but that was decidedly a 19th century way of doing things. I think it was done... I think in some ways it still happens around the world. Okay, so we got Ted Bell, who was going to put on a Zorro costume. Am I right about that? And it was over, and Chef Chedilia hit it. Bobby tossed a bone on X, and Carolyn Weiss Wiesenstein called her out at a homeowner's association meeting. Bobby tossed this bone. It was an emoji bone. She was tired and didn't feel appreciated. That's it. Is that right, Carolyn?
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yes, that is absolutely right. Yes, Mr. Henry, that is absolutely right. You did not. Yes, that's right, Mr. Henry, and Bobby knows. Carolyn, you sound like a man. Yeah, and you've said that before to me. Talk much every day.
All right. Good Lord, look at this. Look at this. Will you look? Looky here, man. Okay, baby. I hope I remember. Psycho Sam! This is like a wipeout, a takeoff. Test, 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 testing.